With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The FBI continues their investigation into what appears to have been an attempted assassination of Donald Trump yesterday at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, coming just 9 weeks after the former president survived another attempt on his life. Trump says he's safe and well this morning. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says Secret Service agents fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope in the club into the club as Trump was on the course. Bradshaw says the gunman was about 400 to 500 yards away from Trump and hiding in the shrubbery. He says the gunman had two backpacks hanging on a fence and a GoPro camera.
Probably between 300 and 500 yards, but with a rifle and a scope like that, that's not a long distance.
Interviewed on WPBF-TV, Rafael Barros, a special agent in charge, says an agent spotted a gun pointing from the shrubs as the protective detail was advancing on the golf course ahead of Donald Trump.
He noticed that the rifle was pointing out. Our agents engaged. We are not sure right now if the individual was able to take a shot at our agents, but for sure our agents were able to engage with the subject.
Officials say the man was apprehended after fleeing in an SUV, and he was identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Again, the former president safe this morning after yet another very close call. Also at SRNnews.com, the Pacific storm Elena has lost its punch in Mexico, but could send rain into the U.S. this coming week.
However, some of that moisture is expected to work its way further to the north and impact portions of the southwest over the next couple of days. And we could see some locally heavier amounts across portions of Arizona, northward into the Four Corners region, including portions of southwestern Colorado and northwestern New Mexico.
The strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai since 1949 made landfall. This morning, 400,000 people evacuated. This is SRN News. Religious Americans are backing Donald Trump. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
With Election Day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who is living as a woman, won the Democratic primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives this month. McBride raised almost $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations around the country, achieving national recognition at the 2016 Democratic National Convention. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a case of insider trading in Florida with ties to Jordan.
Authorities have charged four men, including a relative of the King of Jordan, for a $1 million insider trading plot. The men have been charged with conspiring to make insider stock trades on a business acquired by one of South Florida's major publicly held companies, Mastech. One of the accused is the brother-in-law of the daughter of King Abdullah of Jordan. They were arrested and charged in a federal indictment with one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and 24 related offenses, according to the Miami Herald. According to the indictment from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida, the four defendants shared confidential information within a close circle of family and friends and used it to buy shares at a lower price and then turn a $1 million profit after the information became public. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more details, more stories, and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.